This is Steve Sherlock with another Infinite Radio Show or podcast, number 68 in the series for Franklin Matters. Let's take about 10 minutes to review what matters in Franklin, Mass. as this week comes to a close on Sunday, May 16th, 2010. In this session, I'll cover the last of the budget hearings by the Finance Committee that occurred last Monday, the School Committee meeting on Tuesday, the Downtown Revitalization Project on Wednesday, the open house at the DPW, and the opening of the Historical Museum. To close, I'll do a brief outlook on the week ahead. Beginning with the Finance Committee, they completed their set of budget hearings for the fiscal year 2011. The hearings provided a detailed discussion with each department head on their budget needs. One significant outcome from this meeting was an endorsement by the Finance Committee of the upcoming override. The committee voted 8-0 to recommend the override. These folks, volunteers as are other town boards, are closest to the budget in the inner workings of the town. So the fact that they made the recommendation to vote for the override, I think, is significant. Details from the budget hearing meetings are available in the links provided in the show notes. From the school committee meeting, the update on the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education visit that occurred in December 2009 was the most noteworthy. The visit effectively reviewed the civil rights, English language learners, and special education programs of the Franklin School District. On a 4-point scale, commendable, implemented, partially implemented, or not implemented, Franklin had 9 items in the partially implemented category, and that was the focal point of the discussion. Many of these items had been discussed previously as a result of the research by the district into the scores from the MCAS exam, so there were no real surprises. Now, as a result of this DESE visit and the report, there is a formal action plan being put together to address the findings. One visible effect that you can see right away is the new capability to translate a page on the school's website to another language. And a link with that example is available in the show notes. And I realized with so much happening last week, I did not reach out to get a copy of the presentation document itself, but that request has been made and that posting should be available shortly. The other noteworthy item from the meeting was the decision not to enable school choice for the upcoming 2010-2011 school year. This keeps the 39 students we currently have service in the district in place, but does not expand to any others due to the possible class size increases if the override fails to pass. The real negative for this decision is the revenue lost from school choice. The revenue from school choice is a real plus to the district because it fills in what would otherwise be underutilized capacity within the classrooms in the district. And in days where revenue is looked for, this would be really nice to have. At one point, the district received revenue from 70 students in the school choice program. That has declined over the last couple years to the current total of 39. So we're still getting money, but not as much as we could. The full set of notes from the meeting can be found with a link in the show notes. And then on Wednesday, the Downtown Improvement or Revitalization Project was reviewed by Brian Taberner and the architects in a good working session. The meeting was broadcast and is available for reviewing here with the link in the show notes. This weekend, the DPW held their open house on Saturday. At the same time, the library held its annual book sale. Good crowds took advantage of the great weather to explore the trucks and equipment in the DPW yard, as well as peruse the books for sale. A write-up on the event, including pictures, is available in the show notes. The Historical Museum opened this weekend. A long time in planning and lots of sweat finally came to fruition. Having personally volunteered to help move items from the old Washington Street location to the former town hall downtown, it was really nice to see the finished work. This is really something to be proud of. It's a great example of the low-cost approach that Franklin has taken to produce a high-quality product. Donations of material, TJ Maxx, for example, when it closed, donated some jewelry display cases. School projects, Tri-County Regional Votech students built the library shelving and display cases. volunteer help, as mentioned, for the move, and additional volunteers who did the cataloging and are providing ongoing operational support, all have combined to help make the money the town has spent that much more effective. This is really something we can be proud of. Additional information and pictures of the new museum can be found in a link in the show notes. Other items of note as we close this week, Ed Cofaso published another in his series of informational newsletters. The EPA held a public informational meeting on the proposed stormwater regulations on Wednesday. It was broadcast by the Franklin Cable Group, but it has not yet been posted for review via the on-demand video. I do have the handout from the meeting to share, and a link will be provided in the show notes. And finally, I recommend that you take advantage of the discussion opportunities as we approach the special election on June 8th. Members of the town council, school, and finance committees, as well as the town administration, will be available to answer questions about the budget for fiscal year 2011 and the proposal to raise additional $3 million to maintain our current services. And if you would like to discuss the budget details with me, please feel free to reach out and ask. I will make time to meet with you. As we look ahead on this week's schedule, on Monday, the Planning Board opens a hearing on the new market proposed for 485 East Central Street, what has commonly been seen as the rock pile. On Wednesday, the Town Council meets. The agenda is posted to Franklin Matters. Also on Wednesday at the Keller Sullivan Middle School, the Budget Informational Forum for the Keller, Sullivan, and Davis Thayer PCCs will be open. On Thursday night at the Horace Mann Thomas Mercer Auditorium, the Town Budget Informational Forum will be held for Horace Mann, Oak Street, ECDC, and Franklin High School PCCs. What will you do this week? As I close this session, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Manana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.